This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, a love affair and a chess tournament in Aventura, the Miami City Ballet closes its season with a full-length production of Don Quixote, and the monthly celebration of Haitian culture with the Rhythm Foundation takes place next week in Little Haiti. If Haitian culture is something that's new for you, the Rhythm Foundation has an excellent way for you to get better acquainted with it. It's coming up next Friday. Here's Laura Quinlan, Executive Director of the Rhythm Foundation.
One of the highlights of our year is a monthly event that we produce every third Friday at the Little Haiti Cultural Center. That's Big Night in Little Haiti. We do this in partnership with the Cultural Center and the Knight Foundation. And it's a night of fantastic Haitian music, from compa to roots music to jazz, different styles of Caribbean music.
Big Night in Little Haiti doesn't focus on just Haitian music and dance. There's also visual art, food, even activities for kids.
There is no night like this anywhere in the country where you can hear really the best Haitian music free. So we're really proud of Big Night in Little Haiti and really glad that it's going as strong as it is.
Big Night in Little Haiti happens on the third Friday of every month. So that's next Friday, the 18th, from 6 until 10 p.m. at the Little Haiti Cultural Center. RhythmFoundation.com. A big source of pride for the Miami City Ballet is their in-house band, the Opus One Orchestra. Gary Sheldon is the music director. He conducts the ensemble. And he says that while live music for ballet is great for the artists, it's even better for the audience.
The movement and the music feed off of each other in a very fresh way. For all the weeks and months that we practice together in the studio, one looks for the opportunities to be fresh and spontaneous in performance. And with live music, you can do that. A tempo or a breath can change on the spot, given the action on stage.
This weekend is your last chance to see the season finale production with Miami City Ballet. It's a full-length version of Don Quixote. You'll be transported to Imperial Spain with heroic bullfighters and mysterious gypsies, backed up by an irresistible score by Ludwig Minkus. Don Quixote runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Arst Center. To reserve seats, visit miamicityballet.org. Moon Over Buffalo, equal parts situation comedy, innuendo, and slapstick with a bit of mistaken identity, opens later this month at the Naples Players. Ken Ludwig's showbiz satire is a prime example of how anything that can go wrong will when it comes to the world of live theater. Two stage actors near the end of their careers get a chance at real stardom, the possibility of stepping into the lead roles in the film The Scarlet Pimpernel. There's a few too many drinks, a few slammed doors, and the wrong costume for the wrong show. You know, perfect farce. Ken Ludwig's Moon Over Buffalo with the Naples Players opens on Wednesday the 23rd at Blackburn Hall, Sugden Community Theater, Naples. For showtimes and tickets, visit naplesplayers.org. The Slow Burn Theater Company presents a multiple Tony Award and Drama Desk Award-nominated Broadway musical this weekend in Aventura, Chess. Chess features music by Benny Andersson and Bjorn Ulvaeus, formerly of ABBA, with lyrics by Tim Rice. Chess involves a romantic triangle between two top players in the game, an American and a Russian, in a World Chess Championship. Chess, presented by Slow Burn Theater Company, runs now through Sunday the 13th at the Aventura Arts and Cultural Center. For more information, visit aventuracenter.org. That wraps things up for this week. You can hear On the Town on Thursdays at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Friday mornings at 8. If you miss the show on the air, you can listen to each episode online at classicalsouthflorida.org and join the On the Town blog on Tumblr to get all the details in the program on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.